It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Senator Mark Kirk joins us. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening here with the world as a whole. First of all, the president is in Saudi Arabia. I know you're intimately involved in things that deal with military issues, obviously, and also energy issues. And he got a little bit of a cold reception when he got there. It appears that a lot of what's happening here is based on whether or not the civil case is going to go forward against the Saudi, individuals in Saudi, in the kingdom, related to September 11th. What is your thought on that?
But we did have a victory. You know, the Saudis very much hate the Iranians. The Supremes later reaffirmed a legislation that I had worked on with Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey to make sure that the victims of Iranian terror could recover against the Iranians. And the victims have brought suit and got a $2 billion judgment, which I think is justified in the case of the many families who lost loved ones in the 1983 Beirut bombing, including John Phillips's family from Wilmette.
Senator Kirk, I want to ask you about the convention, because there's so much being said about there's a dilemma for a lot of Republicans right now to go or not to go. Speaker Ryan urging everyone, please show up. We want you all there. Unite around whoever is the eventual nominee. Senator McCain says he's not going. You say that you're not going. Is there anything that would change your mind, and why did you decide to do that?
I've got to really do my hair that week.
You've got a lot going on.
Make sure that my hair is just perfect.
Campaigning is the reason, right? I mean, you're going to be back here.
I'll be back home in Illinois talking to people of Illinois and running for re-election, very much focusing on Illinois and its issues and not hanging out with those 16 jamokes who are running for president.
Well, and there's one jamoke that I think everybody is particularly concerned about. And I mean, where are the other 15? I think more Republicans would be showing up. I mean, is this really your absence there about Donald Trump?
It's mainly to focus on the issues at hand and make sure that everybody who's leading every which way with the riverboat gamble that comes with the Trump candidacy, and to make sure that I can focus on just Illinois, only Illinois, and completely my state only.
Well, it's interesting because I know that the RNC has been talking about this, and they're obviously in kind of a doomsday scenario here as they're trying to figure out how, if Donald Trump becomes the head of the ticket, how they're going to help people like you, senators who are in hotly contested races and congressmen who are in hotly contested races around the country, have those seats remain Republican. Have you been coordinating in any way with the RNC about those kinds of things?
I actually don't see what particularly good the RNC adds to the equation. Being party officials, you can't really get stuff going in Washington without bipartisan action. So I start off my service to Illinois by always making sure I am in partnership with a Democrat. Party-only solutions are stuff that George Washington really didn't like, and I must say I agree with Washington on that point.
Senator Kirk, one of the things that I think has been inspiring to a lot of people about you and what you've gone through, after you're suffering a stroke, the challenges, the surgeries, the recovery, the rehab, learning to walk again, when you climb those Capitol steps, you climb to the top of the Willis Tower, everyone was rooting for you, and I think you inspired a lot of people through that. I guess, how as you look back, though, now, how has that experience impacted you?
I will say to people, it's made me a much more sympathetic person to be an American with disabilities, to have a heart and to understand that people face enormous difficulties. It's going to take time to overcome that. You have to help the helpers and make sure that their recovery can come. Mm-hmm. And I would say to everybody out there in radio land, for my new sport of tower climbing, the other day I did Hustle Up the Hancock and did 21 stories.
Wow.
That I've told my friends here in Washington, D.C., you're invited to come with me. Any of you fat boys, if you kind of fall behind, I will kind of rebuke you.
Love that.
Senator, I'm not going to be running up there with you. I'm just letting you know. All right. Let's talk about Illinois.
With just if you're ever ready to do 37 stories in the Willis Tower, you come on.
You know, Senator,
if you fall behind, I will rebuke you.
Yes. Well, I'm going to just tell you, Senator, that's why God invented elevators. All right. Let's talk about Illinois for a second, because obviously this is a state that is in a mess. It's in a mess of a mess of a mess. from your obviously you're dealing with federal issues. They're plenty messy themselves, but do you have any advice for how to break this logjam? You talk about bipartisanship, but it seems like there's none of that happening here, and we're setting records every second that we have not have a budget in the state.
I would say that for Speaker Madigan and company, it's incumbent on them to understand that they lost the last gubernatorial election. And for Governor Rauner, he is now the leader of our state. And we should just line up behind the governor and make sure that we back a plan that is credible, that allows the state to work forward. Just sitting in your office hoping that saying that you wish you had not lost the last election is not a plan.
Now, that brings us back down to Chicago for a second, because obviously there is some federal overlay for Chicago in terms of anti-violence stuff, anti-gang things, initiatives, money, funding.
I'm glad you just
new ideas.
I just won $16.5 million funding for anti-gang efforts here in Washington. To take on gangs of national significance, by that I intended to be federal efforts to wipe out the gangster disciples that now number 18,000 members.
And that's $16 million for Chicago?
It's some of it would come to Chicago. To get around the earmark rules, I had to call it gangs of national significance to take out some of the country's largest gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, for the GDs, their average age of recruitment is in the fourth grade.
Oh, my gosh. You forget how young they are. But what kinds of things, where does that money go in terms of how does it help solve the problem?
It goes to the Marshal Service and helps out our officers survive contentious situations like when they're executing a search warrant. I would say that using the Kirk money, the marshals have told me they've already brought over 600 felons off the street by executing old warrants against them. And the cool part, because I know Roe is a pretty good gadget head, is that they use infrared detectors that can sense if someone is behind that wall and how many people are behind that wall. Mm. And these cameras that are on long, twistable sensors so the officers executing the search warrant can understand just who is behind that door.
Yeah. It's a obviously, as we look at this, and Chicago is really having a terrible year, Senator. And we go through this, you know, every year.
Remember, we had 38 shootings right over the Easter, quote, holiday, unquote.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just passed 1,000 people shot in the city so far this year, and we haven't even, you know, we're not even through April yet. Mm-hmm. And it's really an insane situation. And yes, the gangster disciples are part of the problem. They're a big part of the problem, no question about that. But
as it turns out, the gangs of Chicago are about 99% of the problem in shootings or related stuff, as according to the late, great Gary McCarthy, who was our superintendent of police, told me that in the shootings area, about 99% are related to gangs and our gang business or territories and members.
Are you confident that we can actually get this problem solved and get it solved quickly in terms of what the situation?
I would say that the modern media is constantly convincing us that we cannot achieve it, cannot win against a problem. I'm inspired by the late 1920s when we came together with federal help to wipe out the Capone organization, and we were successful. And many modern commentators, if they had been around at the time, would have said, all is lost, that gang warfare and things like the St. Valentine's Massacre is going to be always part of our history. Luckily, our forefathers and mothers did not listen to people. They went ahead and destroyed the Capone organization. I think seeing that the recruitment is in the fourth grade, that is too many young lives to be wasted. We cannot waste people at that rate.
All right, Senator, thank you very much. We appreciate your time, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ro.
The Atlanta Powder Medics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.